Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A unique celebration is taking place today, one that highlights the importance of conservation efforts for a majestic species, the Markhor, which is facing a significant decline in its population, particularly in the Pir Panjal range of Jammu and Kashmir. The International Day of the Markhor, instituted by the United Nations General Assembly Resolution ARES 78/78, adopted on 2 May 2024, aims to raise awareness about the plight of this long-horned wild goat. The Markhor, with its impressive horns, is not just a national animal of Pakistan since 1975 but is also found in India, specifically in the Kashmir region. The species is listed as near threatened on the IUCN Red List, with a global population of approximately 5,800 individuals. It is also protected under the Wildlife Protection Act 1972 as a Schedule I species and is included in Appendix I of sites, indicating its high conservation value. What makes this significant is that the Markhor's population has drastically declined in recent years, from around 55 individuals in 2004 to just a handful now. Conservation efforts are underway, including the protection of its habitat in sanctuaries and national parks such as Hirpura Wildlife Sanctuary, Thatkutti WLS, and Kazinag National Park. Interestingly, Pakistan's Togar Conservancy has shown that community-based trophy hunting can be an effective model for conservation, with the Markhor population there increasing from less than 50 to over 1,500. Remember this number, the Markhor has 6 range states, including Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. This highlights the need for transboundary conservation cooperation, an important aspect of environmental governance. Note this carefully. The conservation of the Markhor is not just about saving a species but also about preserving the ecosystem and biodiversity of the regions it inhabits. Now, let us turn to another significant event, the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting, which is scheduled to take place in New Delhi on 26 May 2026. This meeting, which will be attended by the foreign ministers of India, the USA, Japan, and Australia, is a crucial platform for discussing regional security and cooperation. The Quad, revived in 2017, has been instrumental in promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific, with initiatives such as the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness, IPMDA, and the Quad Cancer Moonshot. Building on this, the Quad Fellowship, STEM Fellowship, Critical and Emerging Technology Working Group, and Quad Ports of the Future Partnership are some of the key initiatives that demonstrate the group's commitment to cooperation in areas beyond security. The Quad's agenda for 2026 includes maritime security, critical minerals and supply chains, counterterrorism, and AI and quantum standards, all of which are critical for the region's stability and prosperity. But why does this matter? The Quad's significance lies in its ability to provide a platform for like-minded countries to come together and address common challenges, promoting a rules-based order in the Indo-Pacific. This is particularly important in the context of the rising tensions in the region and the need for collective action to address these challenges. Now, let us look at another important development, China's launch of the Shenzhou 23 spacecraft, which marks the country's first year-long crewed mission. The spacecraft, launched on a Long March 2-F rocket from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center, carries 3 taikonauts, including Lei Kaying, the first astronaut from Hong Kong. This mission is significant not just for China's space program but also for the international community, as it demonstrates China's capabilities in human spaceflight and its commitment to space exploration. The Shenzhou 23 spacecraft will dock with the Tiangong Space Station, which is China's 3-module orbital station, consisting of the Tianhe Core, Wenshen, and Mengshen modules. The space station will be the only permanently crewed station once the International Space Station deorbits in 2030. This is a significant milestone for China's space program and demonstrates its growing capabilities in space exploration. Moving on to what this means for India's space program, it is worth noting that India is also pursuing its own human spaceflight program, with the Gagnayaan mission targeted for 2027. The Bharatiya Antariksh Station, BAS, is also planned to be established by 2035. India's space program has made significant strides in recent years, with the successful launch of several satellites and the development of new technologies. Now, let us turn to a critical issue that affects us all, cybercrime. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has launched an AI-based help bot, Abhay, to help citizens verify the authenticity of CBI notices. This is an important initiative, given the increasing number of digital arrest scams, where fraudsters impersonate CBI or other law enforcement officials to extort money from victims. The CBI, established in 1963, is the premier investigative agency in India, and its mandate includes investigating serious crimes, including cybercrime. The Abhay help bot is a significant step forward in the CBI's efforts to combat cybercrime and protect citizens from falling prey to such scams. Note this carefully, the CBI has also established a cyber helpline, 1930, which citizens can use to report cybercrime. In another significant development, the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has launched a new portal, ePrapti, to help track inoperative PF accounts. This is an important initiative, given the large number of inoperative accounts, which have been idle for over 20 years. The EPFO, established under the Employees Provident Funds and Miscellaneous Provisions Act, 1952, manages a corpus of over 25 lakh crore and serves over 7 crore active subscribers. The ePrapti portal is an important step forward in the EPFO's efforts to promote transparency and accountability in the management of provident funds. Remember this number, the EPFO has a Universal Account Number, UAN, system, which was launched in 2014 and has been instrumental in streamlining the process of provident fund management. Now, let us look at the Maharashtra government's decision to approve the Maharashtra AI Policy 2026, which aims to promote the use of artificial intelligence in various sectors, including healthcare, education, and transportation. This is an important initiative, given the growing importance of AI in driving economic growth and development. The policy aims to invest 10,000 crore in AI-related initiatives and create 1.5 lakh AI jobs by 2031. The policy also includes the establishment of 6 AI centers of excellence and 5 AI innovation cities, as well as a 500 crore AI startup venture fund. This is a significant step forward in promoting the use of AI in Maharashtra and demonstrates the state's commitment to leveraging technology to drive growth and development. But what does this mean for India's overall AI strategy? The India AI Mission, approved by the Union Cabinet in March 2024, aims to promote the use of AI in various sectors and create a national AI ecosystem. The mission has an outlay of 10,371.92 crore over 5 years and aims to create a robust AI infrastructure in the country. Now, let us turn to a significant milestone achieved by India, the crossing of 144 crore Aadhaar enrollments. This is a significant achievement, given the importance of Aadhaar in promoting digital inclusion and financial inclusion. The Aadhaar program, launched in 2009, has been instrumental in promoting the use of digital technologies in various sectors, including healthcare, education, and finance. The Aadhaar program has also been instrumental in promoting the use of digital payments, with the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, being a key platform for digital transactions. Remember this number, the UPI has recorded over 18 billion monthly transactions, demonstrating the growing importance of digital payments in India. In another significant development, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a bulletin warning of severe heatwave conditions in several parts of the country. The IMD, which functions under the Ministry of Earth Sciences, has predicted that the southwest monsoon will onset over Kerala on 26 May, 5 days ahead of the normal date of 1 June. This is a significant development, given the importance of the monsoon in promoting agricultural growth and development in India. The IMD's prediction is based on various factors, including the movement of the monsoon trough and the formation of low-pressure systems. Note this carefully, the IMD has also warned of severe heatwave conditions in several parts of the country, with temperatures expected to rise above 45 degrees Celsius in some areas. Now, let us look at the visit of US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to India, which is significant in the context of the growing strategic partnership between the two countries. The visit, which took place from May 22 to 25, 2026, included meetings with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior officials. The India's strategic partnership is based on shared values and interests, including the promotion of democracy, freedom, and prosperity. The partnership has been instrumental in promoting cooperation in areas such as defense, trade, and technology. Remember this number, the India's bilateral trade stood at over $190 billion in FY25, demonstrating the growing importance of the partnership in promoting economic growth and development. Finally, let us look at a significant achievement in the field of sports, the setting of a new national record in pole vault by Dev Meena and Kuldeep Kumar, who both cleared 5.45 meters at the 29th National Senior Athletics Federation competition. This is a significant achievement, given the importance of sports in promoting national pride and development. The Athletics Federation of India, AFI, which is affiliated to World Athletics and the Indian Olympic Association, has been instrumental in promoting athletics in the country. The AFI has been working to develop the sport with a focus on promoting elite athletes and providing them with the necessary support and resources. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Markhor is a long-horned wild goat with a global population of approximately 5,800 individuals. The species is listed as near threatened on the IUCN Red List and is protected under the Wildlife Protection Act 1972 as a Schedule I species. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting is scheduled to take place in New Delhi on 26 May 2026 and will discuss regional security and cooperation. The Shenzhou 23 spacecraft, launched on a Long March 2-F rocket from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center, carries three taikonauts, including Lei Kaying, the first astronaut from Hong Kong. The CBI has launched an AI-based help bot, Abhay, to help citizens verify the authenticity of CBI notices. The EPFO has launched a new portal, ePrapti, to help track inoperative PF accounts. The Maharashtra government has approved the Maharashtra AI Policy 2026, which aims to promote the use of artificial intelligence in various sectors. India has crossed 144 crore Aadhaar enrollments, demonstrating the growing importance of digital inclusion and financial inclusion. The IMD has issued a bulletin warning of severe heatwave conditions in several parts of the country and has predicted that the southwest monsoon will onset over Kerala on 26 May. The visit of US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to India is significant in the context of the growing strategic partnership between the two countries. Dev Meena and Kuldeep Kumar have set a new national record in pole vault, clearing 5.45 meters at the 29th National Senior Athletics Federation competition. The significance of these developments lies in their impact on India's growth and development, as well as its position in the global arena. the conservation of the Marcore, the promotion of AI, and the growth of the India's strategic partnership are all critical aspects of India's development trajectory. The country's ability to promote digital inclusion, financial inclusion, and sports development will also be critical in driving growth and prosperity.